I was thinking the other day about what point in life does your birthday become a bigger deal for others than it is for you? I think it's kind of a declining scale, probably a rapidly declining scale. You know, when you turn 5, oh, it might be a big deal to others, but it's a really big deal for you. Maybe when you turn 16 or 21, depending on who you're with. But you can't just say, well, I'm not going to have a birthday this year. Or you can say it, good luck with that, but your birthday is going to happen year after year as long as you're alive. And it should. Like your wedding anniversary or Christmas or Easter. Now, you don't say, well, we celebrated it last year. No, we mark it each year. And why? Because it's meaningful. And we do that a similar way in the life of our parish. One of those annual moments in the life of our parish is our stewardship renewal. When we take a few weeks, usually around November, to thank God for the ways that he's blessed us. And to ask God how he wants us to return that blessing to him and to others. In fact, that's our definition of stewardship in the Diocese of Dodge City. Stewardship, you've heard me say this many times, stewardship is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares those gifts in love of God and neighbor. Let me say it again. Stewardship is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares those gifts in love of God and neighbor. You know, that could be a gift of your time, 10 minutes to pray, an afternoon to volunteer, an evening to come to a meeting. That could be a gift of your abilities. You know, the most welcoming smile, an analytical mind, the most tech-savvy skills, the most patient listener. It could be a gift of your tithing, a piece of your allowance, a percentage of your paycheck, a portion of your dividend. And you know that even the things we celebrate each year are not always the same from year to year. An 80th birthday is very different from a 40th birthday. A Thanksgiving when everyone is around is not the same as a Thanksgiving when no one is around. Sometimes the days are sad, sometimes the days are happy, but they still happen because you're a part of it. Now, that was part of what St. Paul had to remind the Thessalonians. They were so sure that Jesus was coming back immediately that they stopped working, stopped caring for each other. He said, no, you're still in this life. So live this life until Jesus Christ comes back, either at the end of your life or at the end of the world. And likewise, our stewardship renewal is a little different each year. In 3 weeks, we will have our Commitment Sunday where we will fill out our forms together, either in mass or online. And from your perspective, maybe you would mark some of the same things on your stewardship renewal. You know, I want to continue adoration. I want to continue helping out with the children activities. But you might say, well, you know, there's no reason why I couldn't do something different this year. I couldn't help with this at Mass, or this at school, or this upcoming Lent. And the renewal is different from the cathedral's perspective this year as well. You know, this year, the beginning of our stewardship renewal overlaps with our planning study for building a new school and formation building here at the cathedral. But in a sense, they're really asking the same question. How grateful am I for the faith that I have received, either in Dodge City or some other town? And what would it mean for us to pass that on to the next generation? Well, I have celebrated more birthdays than I've celebrated stewardship renewals, but both remind me that I am blessed with what I have and with who I am. I guess that is worth saying thank you each year.